Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 420, 1880 Camp Meeting at Milton, Oregon. Above 2 weeks and no letters from anyone. We seem to be shut out from the world. Not a line has come from anyone except a deed from Battle Creek for me to sign. One word from Brother Kellogg, stating that Brother White was setting out hedge and had bought back our place of bow. That is all. We came to the ground this morning. All are as busy as bees making their city of tents, hammering, clearing up brush and stretching their tents. Loads are coming in. Last night I spoke in the city of Walla Walla. Brethren had camped on the Walla Walla River. They heard of the appointment and came to the meeting. One wagon load of men, women and children we met en route for Brother Woods. Sister Maxon's daughter with her three children were in the wagon. Had been 3 days on the road. Came more than 100 miles. Part of their company turned back to Walla Walla and attended our meeting. The poor scattered sheep have been left to be torn by wolves and starve without food. They are coming in from all directions. These poor souls have had no labor, and yet they seem to cling to the truth, but are starving for food. I think there never was a place where my testimony was needed more than in this region of country. They seem to be deeply affected with what they hear. It takes hold upon their hearts. My prayer is continually, Lord, work in any way, send by whom thou wilt. Make me an instrument of righteousness. Give me thy word to give to the people. Make me a channel of light. I never felt the necessity, as now, of watching unto prayer. I want my every word and action to correctly represent the holy faith we profess. Oh, I do not want that Christ should be ashamed of me as his follower. We must speak and act in that manner we wish others to speak and act. We want to be so connected with God that we will let our light shine in our words, our spirit, and our deportment. We must know that we are in Christ and Christ in us, or we cannot teach and lead others. Last Tuesday night I felt pressed as a cart beneath sheaves. While praying in Brother Wood's family, I wept in agony of soul with strong crying and tears. I sought the Lord after I went to my room. I could not forbear crying aloud. My heart was grieved for the people of God, the sheep of his pasture. Most of the night was spent in prayer. After 2 o'clock, I slept until about 4, that is all. Tears and prayers were my meat through the night. Wednesday night I was very free in speaking in Walla Walla. Thursday came on the ground. Meeting commenced that night. Slept but about 1 hour. Friday, meetings all day. I spoke in the afternoon with great freedom in a very pointed manner, but the darkness seemed so great. There has been great prejudice against me which I had not known, but I am not troubled about this. God can remove it away. He can work for us. Sabbath, May 22nd. Dear husband, this day opened with gentle showers. We had an excellent Sabbath school, 120 in school. They did very well. Mary questioned the children's division and did first rate. I spoke about 30 minutes to the school. Elder Haskell preached with great plainness. I went out to the stand with trembling, my head throbbing with pain. I spoke from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. The Lord spoke through me. The words came in demonstration of the Spirit and power, almost faster than I could articulate them. The congregation were nearly all in tears. I called them forward and about 50 came forward and they bore testimony. All were weeping like children. All felt the power and presence of God. There was indeed the revealing of his power. Hearts were subdued and broken before God. A Dunkard preacher bore an excellent testimony. One white-headed man bore testimony that he thought he was not able to come to the meeting. But when he read in the paper that Elder Van Horn and Sister White were to be present, he thought he must come. He came 140 miles on horseback and on foot. He had not heard an Advent sermon for 6 years. The meeting he had had that day was precious indeed. The discourse he had listened to from Sister White would be food for him a long time. He was well paid for his journey if he received no more. Said he could not stay but a few days but must return home. In going and coming, this man in feeble health, would travel 280 miles to hear 2 or 3 discourses. This is the first day I could say I know certainly I am in the way of my duty in coming to Oregon. But I know now, I have a testimony for this people. This has been a day, a Sabbath, I shall never forget, for Jesus has come very near to me. I felt enshrouded in light and peace, and joy filled my soul. All at this meeting will look back upon this Sabbath as one of the best of their lives. Truly God has spoken to the hearts while we were speaking to the ears of the people. God can do more in one moment by his Spirit than we can with our own labor in a lifetime. Jesus never seemed so precious to me as now. The word of his grace is manna to the believing soul. The precious promise of